Former Vice President John Dramani Mahama was last night sworn in as president following the death of Professor Mills in accordance with Article 60, Clause 6 of the 1992 Constitution. He took the oath of allegiance and the oath of the office of president administered by the Chief Justice, Mrs. Theodora Georgina Wood, before Parliament.
I,
John Dramani Mahama,
do in the name of the Almighty God swear,
do in the name of the Almighty God swear,
that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Republic of Ghana as by law established.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Republic of Ghana as by law established.
That I will uphold the sovereignty and integrity of Ghana.
That I will uphold the sovereignty and integrity of Ghana.
And that I will preserve,
and that I will preserve,
protect, and defend the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana.
And defend the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana.
So help me God.
So help me God.
The presidential oath. I,
John Dramani Mahama,
having assumed the high office of President of the Republic of Ghana,
having assumed the high office of President of the Republic of Ghana,
on the basis of Article 66 of the Constitution,
on the basis of Article 66 of the Constitution,
do in the name of the Almighty God swear,
do in the name of the Almighty God swear,
that I will be faithful and true to the Republic of Ghana,
that I will be faithful and true to the Republic of Ghana,
that I will at all times preserve,
that I will at all times preserve,
protect,
and
defend the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana,
and defend the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana,
and that I dedicate myself to the service and well-being of the people of the Republic of Ghana,
and that I dedicate myself to the service and well-being of the people of the Republic of Ghana,
and to do right to all manner of persons,
and to do right to all manner of persons.
I further solemnly swear that should I at any time break this oath of office,
that should I at any time break this oath of office,
I shall submit myself to the laws of the Republic of Ghana,
to the laws of the Republic of Ghana,
and suffer the penalty for it. So help me God.
So help me God.
In a short remark after the ceremony, President John Dramani Mahama described the death of President Mills as an unprecedented tragedy in the history of Ghana.
It is with deep sorrow and a heavy heart that I address the nation through your august house. Fellow countrymen and women, our nation has been hit by an unprecedented tragedy. Our nation is in mourning at the sudden and untimely death of the President of the Republic of Ghana and Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces, His Excellency Professor John Evans Atta Mills. For the first time in the history of our dear country, we have lost a sitting president who worked so tirelessly for his people. The president was taken ill around noon. He was rushed to the 37th Military Hospital, and try as the medical team did, they were not able to avert this tragic loss. The president passed away at 14:15 hours. This is the saddest day in our nation's history. Fears have engulfed our nation, and we are deeply saddened and distraught. I never imagined that one day I would address our nation in such difficult circumstances. I'm personally devastated. I've lost a father. I've lost a friend. I've lost a mentor and a senior comrade. Ghana is united in grief at this time for our departed president. On behalf of the government and people of Ghana, I extend our deepest condolences to the family of our late president. Our hearts at this time are especially with our mother, First Lady Mrs. Ernestina Nadu Mills.
You hear the new president, John Dramani Mahama. President John Dramani Mahama has declared 1 week of national mourning in memory of the late President John Evans Atta Mills. Consequently, all flags must fly at half-mast.
We must all seek God's continued blessings on our land at this time of grief. In tribute to President Atta Mills, and as an expression of deep sorrow, I requested that for the next 1 week, all flags should fly at half mast as we begin this difficult period of national mourning. This is an extremely difficult time, and we must bear up together as a nation. May the good Lord grant us the strength and fortitude to do this. God bless our homeland, Ghana.
President Mahama also paid glowing tribute to the late Professor Mills.
President Atta Mills had deep respect for the office he held and the people he served. He gave himself to bettering the lives of the people of this country. President Atta Mills dedicated his entire life to our dear nation. He was a brilliant academic, a sportsman by excellence, a law professor at the University of Ghana, Legon, Commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service, Vice President of the Republic of Ghana, leader of the National Democratic Congress in opposition, and then he was sworn in as President of the Republic of Ghana on 7th January 2009. The fine gentleman that he was, President Atta Mills rightly earned the title Asomdwehene. He brought a distinctive insight into Ghanaian politics. He remained humble, honest, and modest throughout his years in public service. He left his mark as a world leader and was a good example and an inspiration to all of us. President Mills met many challenges with remarkable strength. Our finest tribute to him at this moment is to maintain the unity and stability of our nation.
President Mahama.